Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, two of Nevada's top chefs will join us, Charlie Abowd and Mark Esty. Plus, we'll also have Karen Abowd. She's representing the Greenhouse Project. On the Power Pundit panel today, it's Dick Gamick, Bill Bilyeu, and Dory Guy. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome two of the greatest chefs in Nevada to the program today, Chef Charlie Abowd and Chef Mark Esty. Charlie, of course, is with the Dells in Carson City, Mark with Campo and many others. And also, prettying up the set, we are pleased to welcome Karen Abowd with the Greenhouse Project. Pleasure to have you all here. Wanted to start and just talk about a bunch of things first. In the middle of the recession, you decide that you're going to move into downtown Reno and open a restaurant with you and your partners. What were you thinking?
We were thinking that we really believed in Reno and what was going on down there. And that location, that spot in downtown is kind of a special place for me. And we thought this would be the time to try to do it. So no time like the now.
And what was the result? I mean, because what occurred to me was you had the most amazing PR buzz I've ever seen of any restaurant. You moved down to Reno from Truckee, where you had restaurants there, and all of a sudden, where people might have heard of you, of course, from the Food Network, but all of a sudden, you were all over everywhere.
Right. I think a lot of that is, we spent, when I was in Truckee in Tahoe, I spent a lot of time coming down to some of the events that you guys have down here in Reno, that we have down here in Reno now. And it was a chance to kind of get to know the community down here, and I'm all kind of a gregarious, outgoing person, so I had made some friends.
We were trying to draw you out here.
I had made some friends, and I have a great PR agency. The Abby Agency does a great job, and we kind of built on what we started up in Truckee and brought it down here to Reno, and I was surprised. I mean, I was floored at the reception. I think we hit, Compo hit what Reno was looking for at the time, you know, neighborhood restaurants serving really good food with really good service and, you know, an affordable place that's fun and welcoming and a gathering place. You know, it's not too fancy, it's not too special, it's just there.
Yeah, and you know, you're talking about it being a neighborhood place, but it's right in the middle of downtown Reno, yeah. A place where people for years have been trying to develop this, yeah. and you made it a center. Now, Charlie, you've had a restaurant there along with your dad over the years for over 30 years. In the middle of the recession, you go a whole new direction. Why and what was the result?
Well, we went a whole new direction to respond to today's economy. We had a great model to model after the Stone House. It was very successful.
Which is your dad's restaurant.
Right, it's my father's restaurant, sister's restaurant. And so Karen and I thought it would be a good opportunity without changing the dynamics of the restaurant. And it's been very successful. Breakfast has been a huge hit, especially on the weekends. And now with the new bypass coming into Carson City, we're seeing a lot of our customer base that are up in Reno more regularly.
Well, it just seems that that there's been a dynamic change to make sure that people can afford to eat in restaurants, that everybody's gone to a higher-end product, but smaller portions, more reasonable-sized portions to make it work, and a big variety of offerings. You can either go full-scale gourmet, or you can have a pizza.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's a national trend, and I'm sure Charlie was like me. Like, I spend a lot of time reading and looking on the internet and seeing what's going on in the whole country and even throughout the world by reading magazines and, you know, blogs and subscriptions and checking things out. And it's really important to kind of know what's going on out there so you can be a little bit ahead of the trend here where we are. And the fact that you can have affordable food and that tastes great and is from local farms and it's kind of meeting all the things that you're looking for, that's the way people want to eat. That's the way I want to eat. I open Compo the way that I'd want to go out to eat. You know, I don't like to sit down and have a four-hour dinner that much, you know. Those times are special, and I do enjoy that. But, you know, really for me, it's about grabbing a pizza or a pasta or a glass of wine, something inexpensive but tastes really great and kind of hitting the road. So.
You know, the coughing sound you hear is Thomas Keller.
Yeah.
Now, what about social media? Because it seems that that is playing more and more into what you do because you're on Facebook all the time.
That's strictly a rumor.
but that is a way for you to communicate with your customers.
Well, yeah, you know,
because your customers are your friends.
Right, exactly. You build a relationship. For me, I'm in the kitchen a lot, so I'm not out in front of the restaurant a lot. So this gives a personality, kind of expresses my personality, some of the things that I'm interested in. When you talk about Campo's rollout, it was a brilliant mix between Mark's community outreach, which I've been doing for a long time, social media, and then the traditional media sources. And in today's world, social media is immediate; it's now. You know, you can actually see the immediate response to something you post either on Twitter or Facebook.
And one of the important things, I think, too, and one of the reasons for your success so quickly is that you are everywhere. I don't think there's a charity event that has called you and said, can you show up, can you donate a dinner, that you haven't gotten involved in. I mean, it seems like you're doing stuff 7 days a week.
Yes.
And that's with a new baby.
Yeah, my wife would agree with that statement 100%. The idea is that, you know, and sometimes to a fault, to say yes to every single thing is not maybe the smartest thing that I've done, but we've tried to kind of wheel that back, and instead of me going to people's homes to cook, we bring them into Compo now, which is a lot easier for us to handle. You know, there's a lot of charities out there, there's a lot of nonprofits out there. We try to be involved with as many as we can. You know, we do have budget in mind. We try to stay on track of what's fiscally feasible and responsible for us, and as any restaurant owner would know, just because you're busy doesn't mean you're making money. You know, so you really want to kind of temper that. You know, I think social media, I think traditional media, I think PR agency, I think, you know, all the promotion in the world, it really comes down to is the people who work there. You know, are we going to be able to deliver that? You know, you can go in there and it's like, wow, it's supposed to be so great, and you know, sometimes you set those expectations so high, and you know, if you go in and you have a bad server or you have a bad dish, you know, you can really leave, sometimes people leave disappointed. So what we really concentrate on is touching all the tables and making sure we back up what people are saying and what we're, you know, what we're saying. We don't like to say, hey, we're the greatest restaurant ever. We like to say, we're here trying really hard.
And literally, you both are in your restaurants at the front of the house, going around to every table, even if it's just to say hello, wave hi, you're doing that. Okay, we're going to turn our attention to Karen when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Very little happens without trucks. In Nevada, professional truck drivers move 94% of all of our freight. Today, we'd like to recognize our master truck drivers, those individuals who have driven more than 1 million miles or 10 years accident-free. These professional truck drivers are among the best of all drivers, dedicated to safety on our roads and highways. We'd like to thank them and all of America's professional truck drivers, because trucking moves America forward.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're talking with two of the top chefs in the state, Charlie Abaud and Mark Esty. And Karen Abaud is here. She runs the Greenhouse Project, in addition to being a commissioner for Carson City. You know, one of the things that I've been in the restaurant a lot the last couple of days, and which is always great. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that's been noted to me is how much time and effort and generosity you guys give back to Carson City. That there's hardly an event that goes on that one way or another, publicly or privately, that you're not involved.
Well, I think Charlie and I both feel that, you know, the restaurant is a gift. We're able to do that. And so because of that, we should give back. We have the opportunity, we have the venue, we have the obvious ability to provide a product for folks and to do that good deed. And so we try to do it as much as possible.
Regular viewers to this program have been hearing for the last couple of years about the Greenhouse Project. Give us a brief resume of what you've been doing over the last couple of years and where that project has landed now, because it's quite phenomenal.
Well, the project has grown exponentially. When we started, first of all, we're located behind the tennis courts at Carson High School. And when we started the program, in partnering with the school district, the ag program, along with Future Farmers of America, had 20 students. Now, in year two, we are 160 students and a waiting list.
That's incredible.
A full-time ag teacher. There's engagement with the elementary schools, with the middle schools. We are manager, Ray Saliga, who was with us through the inception and with us for 2 years, got hired away by UNR's greenhouses, but that's the whole point, is that everyone has a chance to succeed. And now Camille Jones, who came to us through AmeriCorps as our part-time hire, as of Friday will take over full-time. So she'll leave her footprint. And we continue to grow, and now we're looking at expanded sustainability models and looking to where we can go in the future with the program. And there are some things in the wings getting ready to take off.
Okay, so how much food do you produce and where is it going?
Thousands of pounds of produce yearly.
Thousands.
And we have taken on the Salvation Army along with Fish and Ron Wood, and we will very soon be partnering with Food for Thought as well.
Okay, so it's an amazing project. Obviously, you need money to keep this thing going.
Yes.
And so because of that, there's a harvest dinner set for November 11th, and these two guys are going to come up with something.
Yes.
So let's have a discussion here about what's going to be on the menu.
Well, it's really fun. This is the part about our job that I think is a great time, is to get to work with such a great chef and his staff and over in his kitchen and kind of get to be part of history.
You're working with his dad?
No, with the staff. His dad was there last year. It was amazing.
I'm just kidding.
No, it was so cool to meet his father. He's a legend.
Yes, he is.
He is the man. And, you know, it was it's a great time for us to kind of get together. We just sit down and say, hey, what do you want to do this year? And last year, now this year we're going to focus on, Charlie has hooked up a couple pigs from the Holly farm, from the Holly family. So we're going to have a couple pigs come in, and we sat down over a glass of wine, and I got to go up to his house for dinner. And
Yeah,
right? And we decided to plan the menu.
And do you want to share any of the secrets of the menu so far?
Well, you know, one of the things that I'm most excited about outside of working with Mark, who's a joy to work with in the kitchen and a lot of fun, is that everything that we're doing here in this dinner comes within a 30-mile radius of Campos and Adele's. And we know every one of the families that are supplying us products. We're going all the way down to probably the most unlikely of items that you would find in Northern Nevada. Mark's pastry chef and our pastry chef are collaborating on a dessert dish made with figs grown in Northern Nevada. So that Nancy, who has a little farm that supplies us with eggs, also has hoop houses with figs in it, and she's had her first year of harvest. So, I mean, it just, you know, it's fun working with Mark, who has huge experience in the charcuterie. I learn a lot from watching Mark and you know, I'm a big fan of his and how he works with the entire piece and how he gets every drop out of it. So it's, you know, we have, the menu is totally exciting. I have never been involved with the menu in dinners like this since I was in New York doing the James Beard Foundation, where I look at a menu and I go, holy smokes, this is a great menu.
All right, that's the quote right there. So, Karen, give us the brief details here on how people get tickets and exactly where to go for that.
They can call Adele's, and that number is 882-3353, and reserve their spot, pay with a credit card, and or bring a check made out to the Greenhouse Project. We do have about 25 seats left for the dinner. And I do want to mention that Southern Wine and Spirits has donated the wine for this menu.
And how much is the ticket?
It's $200 a ticket.
Oh, pretty good deal there.
Yes.
Hey, guys, thanks so much for coming in. It's just so much fun to be involved with this level of quality of food in Northern Nevada, in a state that has some of the greatest food, and yet you guys are kicking butt. Thanks for being here, and congratulations, Karen.
We'll be
right back.
Thanks.
Evergreen Carpet Care is the leader for Northern Nevada carpet cleaning services, and here's just a few of their satisfied customers to tell you why.
I love Evergreen Carpet Care because of their great service. They did an awesome job on my carpet and my upholstery, and I love the way they called me back. They were very professional, and I would highly recommend them.
I called Evergreen Carpet Care to come in and do a thorough cleaning, and after they were finished, I was absolutely amazed. The carpets actually look brand new.
For the ultimate in carpet cleaning and more, it's forever Evergreen.
Why settle for the frustrations of satellite? One out of four satellite customers claim they have reception outages and bad weather, and 80% of satellite customers don't have real video on demand.
Plus, there's this on your house.
With Charter, everyone has access to over 10,000 on-demand options instantly. With Charter TV, your favorite HD channels are already included. And our DVR service lets you pause, play, and rewind live TV in up to four rooms. Can't do that with satellite. Take TV on the go with mobile apps for every device, including apps Dish and DirecTV don't offer. Call 855-258-7529 for Charter TV. Charter Internet is 10 times faster than DSL, so everyone in your home can be online at the same time. Get Charter Internet and get unlimited calling and great features with Charter Phone. Get TV, Internet, and phone from $29.99 a month each with no contracts and a money-back guarantee. Call 855-258-7529 today.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Dick Gamick is here, the Washoe County District Attorney. Dory Guy, former Washoe County Democratic Chair. And Bill Bilyeu, the former Speaker of the Nevada Assembly. Pleasure to have you all here. David Damore, who's a political scientist out of Las Vegas, been a guest on this program many times, penned a piece for the Las Vegas Sun last weekend entitled One More for the Roads. And what he brought up was the fiscal monstrosity of the extension of the 580 freeway from Reno to Carson City, which I think most right-thinking people would agree should have been put down in the valley. It cost a tremendous amount of money to put up on the side of the hill. But he just used that as another thing to say, essentially all the money that gets spent on roads in the future and these kind of services should be in southern Nevada where the population base is, not in places like northern Nevada. How do you respond to that, Dick?
I have to pretty well agree with some of the decisions that have been made up here with what he has to say. But, this has been boiling now for several years. When they started building that bridge down there, and it's going to be the large, whatever the record is, the largest single-span bridge at that, whatever the exact record is, they spent a fortune on that thing. And I'm sitting there the whole time, even when they did the bypass, you could come across the hill, drop down, go across the smaller bridge to get across, and then come back up on the other side. Why they didn't drop it down permanently, I have no idea, except that it was going to be the largest span. And that thing's going to cost us, Las Vegas already said, it's going to cost you for what you spent on that.
I guess my point, and I think that this is not Las Vegas' problem, but it's northern Nevada's problem, is that, yes, you have a population of 2 million people in Clark County, but you have a population of close to 1 million people that don't live in Clark County.
That's correct.
You can't say no services, no money for anything.
Well, that's been a problem right along. I mean, every time we spend money up here, it seems like Clark County complains because we're spending money up here. I remember a few years ago when we all got taxed because we supposedly didn't send enough money to Las Vegas or to Clark County.
Well, that was the fair share.
That was the fair share, right. And it's always going to be a problem, but I think it's really unfair to say because there is a large population base up here. Like you said, 1 million people as opposed to 2 million, and we still are growing. So, and my only concern with that bypass is winter months. And I'm with Dick. I think they could have dropped it down a little lower because the winter months are going to be terrible trying to get across there if it's snowing and it ices over.
I have to say, during the legislative session, not a problem. You're an Elko boy.
Yeah.
And Elko is one of the places that now has the least representation, whereas it had strong representation in the past. And to go to the legislature, you see the county commissioners and the city council there trying to lobby the legislature to get money for projects in Elko. It's going to be pretty much the same story for Reno, Sparks, Carson City, everybody else, with the strength now of the Southern Nevada legislators.
Well, Southern Nevada, when I was in the legislature, Southern Nevada legislators had the strength, they just didn't have the cohesion. I like to think we had a different kind of set of legislators there who had more a sense of the state as opposed to the regional kind of thing. Because we are one state, we need the infrastructure. Yeah, if you're going to talk about the stupid mistakes that the Transportation Department has made over the years, I can go back to a whole bunch of them. I can go some in Elko County. But it's endemic, it's systematic of the larger problem, which is you've got a bunch of government bureaucrats making decisions on how to spend lots and lots of money.
All right, change of topic here. Jeffrey Lawrence from MPRI put out a piece in the Review Journal, Federal Control Means No Oil, talking about Railroad Valley in Nevada, where they have potentially enough oil and natural gas to create 21,000 jobs and a total boom in Nevada through shale oil. But the problem is the BLM will not give the permitting necessary for this to be used. You know, this just goes on and on in the Silver State.
If we ever get back to where we have a legislature that's functioning, and then let's take it on up to Washington, D.C. and start getting a Congress that's functioning so we start looking out for some of the issues, the major issues in this country, instead of all the bickering and fighting that's going on all the time anymore, then I think we might be able to straighten some of this stuff out. But as long as this continues, I'm not talking to you. I'm not saying a thing. I'm not going to discuss this. As long as the statesmanship is out the door, we're going to keep doing things like this, and I don't know where we're headed. It is a big concern.
The majority leader, Harry Reid, is a man of great influence. How come he's not able to flex some influence with the BLM?
I'm not sure. I really don't know. But it seems like he should be able to, doesn't it?
Maybe he doesn't want to.
Could it very well be.
Harry can be devious. I don't know if you've ever heard that or not.
not with me. He's always been very straight.
Yeah, and, who knows? He got a strong environmental contingency that follows Harry, so who knows? Because shale oil production is one of those things that the environmentalists say, that's a bad thing.
Okay. One thing that Justice Gunderson said one time that I kept is, if you're going to grab a tiger by the tail, you got to be ready to deal with the other end. I don't think Harry Reid is over this last election and how bad he got blasted by the north end of the state, personally. The election is the election, but he took a lot of personal hits, and I don't think he's real happy with that today.
And that's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much.
Thank
we'll
you.
Be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
It's important to choose the right Halloween costume, and Party America has the right costume.
You buy one costume and get the second one at half price.
Party America, the right costume at the right price. Party America.
If the recent changes in healthcare have you feeling like there's a lot to learn, you're not alone. At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we've done our homework on the new healthcare law, so we can help you make an informed decision, like finding a reliable health insurance plan that's right for you. All our plans offer $0 preventive care benefits to help keep you healthy. Our plans cover doctor visits, prescription drugs, hospital stays, and more. Choose from doctors and hospitals in the Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield Network. Generations have relied on us for their health care coverage. Apply today. Your coverage is guaranteed, and there are no medical exams required. Act today. You need to apply by December 15th to make sure your coverage starts January 1st, 2014. Now you can get reliable coverage from a name you can trust. Call us at 1-866-768-9305 for a free quote. That's 1-866-768-9305. Or visit lookatanthem.com.
The great thing about snowboarding is the adventure. All day long, you're finding different ways of doing different things, and it's never the same. I don't mind snowboarding alone, but if you've got your friends up there on the mountain, and you guys can all cruise down together, it's a really, really fun time. Snowboarding has been really fun and really rewarding for me, and I want it to be fun and rewarding for my customers as well. I'm Lindsay McKinstry, and I'm one of the snowboard experts at Shields.
Party America has a huge selection of Halloween costumes from as low as $9.99. Buy one costume and get a second costume half off. Party America at Crummer Lane in South Virginia, west of Meadowood Mall behind Bank of America.
Come see us. We'll treat you right.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. The next program, Joanne Marchetta, she's the executive director of the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency. Boy, do we have a lot to talk to her about. We'll see you on the next broadcast.